Hey guys, I'm Jen, owner of Hello June Creative, a boutique brand and web design studio. I'm here to help you learn, up-level, and find community in your design business journey. Just remember, the only designer you need to be better than is the one you were yesterday. Hey guys, I can't wait to share with you that on Tuesday, September 26th, I partnered with my good friends Leia from Arc Design Studio and Jen from Genuine Creative to provide an exclusive and absolutely free workshop all about how to establish and maintain a successful Shopify designer and developer relationship. Leia walks us through her exact Shopify design process from start to finish, and we all share a behind-the-scenes peek with a lot of screenshots into how we collaborate with designers and developers to successfully launch projects all the way from $15K up to $70,000. So many amazing takeaways for the Hello June brand specifically, and I'm excited for you guys to learn from Leia as well. I also wanted to share that her signature educational program, the Shopify Codex, is relaunching with brand new content called Scale Your Shopify Studio and a new structure to make growing your design studio even more accessible. She's launching a live 12-week sprint with high-touch coaching. Applications open up on September 24th, and she's giving our community a $700 discount. And then in the new year, the course content in the Codex is going to shift into a membership format at only $260 a month at early bird pricing. And I am honored to partner with Leia and the Shopify Codex as our Season 8 full sponsor. She's giving you guys 50% off your first month with the code BETTER at checkout. That is just $130 for an insane amount of value. I'm really excited about this program, and I'm excited for you guys to take a peek. Hey everyone, welcome back to the pod. I just had the best conversation with Cassie Goodmanson of Rue Design Co. She is a coach, a mom of three kids under five. She's a manifesting generator and lover of all things mindset. What started out as her graphic design business eventually transformed into coaching other creative moms who truly desire to have it all without sacrifice. She works with clients on the energetic side to create wealth in their businesses alongside of a spacious motherhood. Currently in Baltimore with her husband, kids, and a very rambunctious husky. If she's not working or momming, she is reading the spiciest romance novels you can find. This conversation with Cassie felt like the ultimate breath of fresh air. I hope anyone who is listening, who is a mom or who wants to become a mom, finds peace and calm in our conversation, because I definitely left my recording with her really feeling like I've got this, and I hope that you guys do too. Enjoy. Welcome, Cassie, to the podcast. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Yay. I feel like this is our particularly like just well-timed episode recording because of my thorn for the week. And this will lead us perfectly into our roses and thorns. I just told Cassie when we hopped on the recording that I was up with Ryder this morning at 5:15 and he was throwing up and just generally not feeling good. And like, I kind of had this moment of like, oh crap, like this is my call day today. I'm going to have to be on. I'm up early, you know, like all of these things. And then like, he was just like, mommy, sit next to me. And cause he's talking full sentences now. And I was like, all of that stuff just flew out the window. And I was like, I'm going to cry. Oh my gosh. I was so grateful for the flexibility of my business as well as like the flexibility of our lifestyle with my husband like not working right now, because I knew that like even if I had to reschedule every single call, all my clients are moms. You're a mom. Yeah. Everyone understands. And so that's kind of like my combo thorn and rose, is that like there was this, you know, it's never – no one wants to wake up to the sounds of puking, of course, but like what an amazing reminder that like this business and lifestyle that I built is bigger than myself and having amazing impact. Cause yeah, I did sit on the couch and watch movies for 3 hours with him holding his hand, you know, while he said, mommy, it hurts so bad. You know, able to be there for him in that moment, you know, like he's better. He's walking around. He's at the stop.
Yeah.
So that's my combo rose and thorn. And I know that, you know, that's very relevant to our chat today.
Yes. Oh my gosh. What a relatable like mom business owner moment, because
I know
like if you're a mom, you've had those days where your kids are just like sick or something happens and it's just like, okay, well, that's going to be today. Like when you can shift your business around, it makes life so much easier.
So what's your rose and thorn for the week?
Yeah. So I think this is kind of like motherhood related also. So my oldest two kids go to a Montessori school, like morning times, and my middle son, who is 2.5, just started this fall. So this morning I dropped him off. It's like his second day there. And oh my gosh, I know he's going to love it, but it's so new and it's so different. And he cries every time getting out of the car still. And it just like breaks my little mom heart, like having to just be like, bye, I'll see you later. And he's like crying. And oh my gosh, like, I know he's going to love it there. And my older daughter loves it there so much. And he already knows the teachers and stuff, but it's just hard. I feel like sometimes those things are harder on you as a mom than they are on your kids, actually.
100%. It's hard to know, like, to remind yourself, like, I am giving a gift to him. I'm doing something for him that's going to be positive and educational. And, you know, but they just cry and scream and fight. Yeah. I mean, Ryder still resists daycare drop off. You know, he'll say one more hug, one more kiss, mommy. And then I'll pick him up. He'll be like, mommy saved me from school. Oh, I'm like, then he talks about how he wants to go back and he had so much fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it can be so, so hard. And I've definitely had those moments where I've sat in my car outside of daycare and thought to myself, like, this sucks. Like, I hate this. But we know that it's the right thing. There's so many conflicting emotions. I know.
Such like a bittersweet feeling. So I feel like that has been my thorn, like kind of last weekend into today. And on the flip side of that, like I came home and the baby was napping and I sat down and drank my iced coffee and had a solid 30 minutes to just like read my book. And I feel like that like how magical
I know
to have time to not be like cleaning the house or doing laundry or like taking care of kids, but just like reading the romance book that I want to read while drinking my coffee and just like having a minute to myself, I feel like is going to be so good. And I'm loving.
It's so funny how so we can fit so much into such a little amount of time. Like give any mom 3 minutes and like three different tasks are going to, like if 3 minutes of just no kids, I can get so much done in 3 minutes. But it's the same thing when we're given time to rest and relax, right? I mean, even though it feels like I never have enough time to myself, which is just a reality of being the parent of a young child, like I feel like a good 15-minute chunk of time, like if I actually take a lunch break while my kid is at school, like rejuvenates me in a way that 15 minutes pre-kid never would. So it's kind of like a superpower. You know what I mean?
Yes, it is. You get really good at being like laser focused at whatever you're doing, which is, like you said, superpower.
I know. Motherhood just really comes in and wrecks your world in all of the best ways, I think. And, you know, I've shared on my email list and in social media before, like the things I thought I needed kind of broke and like fell away, not to get too deep, but like, you know, and I was taught through this experience that the things I thought I needed, I actually don't. And there are other things, better things that are more important than you know, me hanging out or what, you know, like at time is obviously the biggest thing. Obviously you got to take care of yourself and all that type of stuff. But I definitely feel like I've gone through a huge personal transformation aside from business, you know, in the past 3 years of being a mom. So let's dive into the conversation. I feel like this is a great segue. I love that.
Yeah.
Let's start with your business journey, because I know that you have a design studio and a lot of the content right now that you are sharing is around coaching other creatives and business owners from a motherhood perspective, which I think is so unique and your content is so fresh. And I always love when you post it. I think I probably comment on like every single piece of content and you're always like, thank you so much. And like, honestly, I just love you. Like, so when did you realize that you kind of wanted to start making that shift in, you know, social and are you still running the design business and all that type of stuff? And also like, when did you realize you wanted to work with moms specifically and make that part of your positioning?
Yeah. So I really have had my business, oh my gosh, it's been probably almost 8 years now, but it has definitely evolved a lot over the years. So I kind of stumbled into the world of graphic design. I went to college for fashion, and that's what I did out of college. I was working at a jewelry company, and I just didn't love it. And I had taken one Photoshop class, and my husband, who I was dating at the time, was like, you should become a graphic designer. And I was like, what are you talking about? I don't know anything about how to do that. He was like, no, you know how to use Photoshop, right? And so I just stumbled into it. I started, like, made a website, started showing up, kind of pretending like I knew what I was talking about. And that turned into a design studio where I worked with, like, some amazing clients for a handful of years. And around the time that I had my first daughter, probably when she was like 6 months old or so, I was still doing a lot of design work, and I kind of went through a big transition in my business at that point. I kind of had felt like I was at a plateau personally with my income, with my prices, with my business. And so I started doing a lot of mindset inner work for my own business. And probably over that like 6 months when she was born, I was also a new mom. So I was like trying to figure out how to balance like a design studio and client work and being a mom all the time. And that mindset work and a lot of that inner work shifted so much in my business that I was like, I feel like more people need to know about this. Like, people are talking about Pinterest strategy and email lists and pricing strategies and all of these things to grow your business. But I didn't hear anybody talking about like money mindset or confidence or inner work. And I was like, that's the stuff that made a huge difference for me. So I kind of offhandedly had somebody say like, you're really good at mindset stuff. Maybe you should do that. And I was like, oh, you know, I never really thought about the fact that I could do that too. And being the type of person who kind of just like has ideas and runs with them, I was like, cool, I'm going to do that. And that was my first like foray into the coaching world. I created this program that was like a 3-week mindset boot camp, I think it was called. And I did like 6 live calls with the people. I think maybe like 5 people signed up for that first like coaching container. I probably charged like $300 or something for it. Like, it was so low ticket, but I just was like, I need to tell people that if they start doing the mindset work, if they start shifting like their money story and their beliefs around themselves and their confidence, then it's going to change their business. And I got so much good feedback from that I was like, yeah, this is what I need to be focusing on. So that is the focus that my business started to go. I still have maintained design work like on the back end. I have a handful of clients that I've done retainer work for, where like if I get a referral from a past client, I'll do like, oh my gosh, probably like 4 design projects a year for the past few years. But coaching really became my biggest priority. And then just being a mom, that kind of naturally influenced so much of my content. And that was another thing that I just didn't really see. I had so many amazing coaches that I learned from, but most of them weren't moms. And so I was kind of taking everything they were teaching and then like filtering it through the lens of, okay, how do I take that but implement it when I only have 1 hour to work per day, or when I need a flexible schedule because like you never know when your toddler is going to be sick, or like you just had a baby, or like things come up as a mom that you don't really have to deal with if you don't have kids. And it just naturally kind of shifted there again, that a lot of the people who are following me, a lot of my clients started ending up being moms. And that was what we were talking about in like in my mastermind, in my coaching containers. It wasn't just like, how do I shift my money mindset? It was like, how do I shift my money mindset when I only have one hour to work? 1 hour a day. When I only have 1 hour a day. I was like, that's not quite right. 1 hour to work because like I'm taking care of a baby. So it just like it evolved into that until the point where last year I really focused in on that and kind of claimed that as like, I work with moms. That's who my clients are. That's what I love doing. So long story short, that's kind of A to Z where I went.
I can see and feel the passion that you have for serving this specific audience. And I think that there's a lot to be said for allowing your positioning to find you naturally. We talk about positioning a lot on the podcast with, you know, branding designers. It's like, you know, people ask me like, oh, how did you decide that you wanted to work with creatives? And it's like, well, I just light up when I get to work with interior designers or artists or whatever. And it's like, you can see that, you know, in your face and the way that you talk about working with other moms. And, you know, your content is so refreshing. And it's just, it's hard to talk about being a mom, I think, sometimes in the business space, because it doesn't seem quote unquote relevant or professional or, you know, a lot of the stories that we as moms are probably telling ourselves about what is and is not allowed in the business space. You know, so I think that like people like you are kind of leading the charge to break through some of those setbacks or, you know, mindset limiting beliefs that people have about, you know, being a mom. Like I used to be really worried when Ryder would like pop in on a call, because I was like, oh my gosh, like someone's gonna think that I'm just some designer working out of her house with a kid. That's exactly what I am. I'm a designer working out of my bedroom right now with a toddler in the other room, you know, so what are you gonna do about it? You know what I mean? Like I think that the people that tended to gravitate towards me and you as well naturally are just people who are in similar life stages and who can relate to the type of content that you share. So loved hearing your story. And, you know, I mean, it's a dream to be able to still work on a little bit of design, kind of scratch that design itch, but then be able to really serve people. And I'm sure it's really fulfilling.
Yeah, I love it. I love being able to have both. And like, the truth is like so much of it overlaps, because 99% of my clients are moms too. So we always have that in common. Like they're always, you know, on calls with me, same as you, like with their little kids in the background, or like, hey, I'll get back to you during nap time or whatever. Like in every part of my business, I feel like there's that common ground that just makes it really enjoyable to be in those spaces and containers with other moms and creatives.
Absolutely. So I would love to talk a little bit more about some personal struggles that you faced as a mom and business owner, because, you know, one thing that we really value on this podcast, of course, transparency, talking about the stuff that people don't really talk about on Instagram, but you probably talk about on Instagram. So what are those struggles and how did you move past them?
Yeah. So I was earlier, because I feel like I loved motherhood from, you know, my oldest daughter was born. Like I kind of jumped right in and I enjoyed being a mom right away. And so it wasn't even necessarily like, especially when she was little, I was trying to think back, like what was the hardest part of that time? It wasn't even like the transition to motherhood, which I know for a lot of people can be really tricky, or like it's just harder for them. For me, I feel like I loved being a mom so much, and I loved being at home with her, and I loved my work so much too. But it was more of like the mental load that I was doing so much, and like I wanted to be, but at the time my husband was finishing up his PhD. So he was very busy with his like job and his work all the time. And I feel like I ended up having a lot of resentment around like being the one who was doing everything. I felt like I was momming full time. I was doing my business full time. I was making the majority of like the income for our family. And there was just a lot of like resentment around just like that, carrying that, right? Which I think, again, so many people, but especially so many moms feel that like mental load. And it really took a lot of kind of inner work and like noticing this isn't because my husband is like a horrible person, or he doesn't contribute, or he's like lazy or whatever, like, or I'm doing everything. It's just like, I wasn't telling him where I needed help. We weren't like having those conversations. I wasn't, I don't know, like inviting him into that conversation, or like shifting my business, how it needed to change to fit that season of my life. And I feel like that was one of the biggest things for me that kind of took a lot of navigating, a lot of arguments and like miscommunications that turned into like arguments and stuff between us before we kind of figured out a flow where I could be the mom that I wanted to be. I could have my business running the way that I wanted it to run. And I also didn't feel like exhausted 24/7.
Yeah, super relatable. I think, you know, any mom out there is going to relate to that feeling of resentment or guilt or shame or a lot of these kind of negative emotions that we get just much more intimately acquainted with when we become moms, speaking from personal experience there. And one thing that you mentioned that I wanted to kind of highlight is that you said that, you know, you were running your business in a particular season and you figured out how to make that work for you in that season. And I think that's so important to highlight because, you know, I've caught myself thinking like, oh, well, I know I didn't need to be working these hours and this was my schedule. And I feel like even, you know, in the first 5 years of children's lives, every single week looks different, you know, like, and especially when they're in the first year, like I, you know, hired a bunch of subcontractors and I was like, okay, I only have 2 hours a day to work and this is going to be a reality forever. And like, I wish that I would have had a little bit more of your perspective kind of in those early years of being like, okay, what do I want out of my life right now? And how can my business morph and change to fit that rather than me trying to fit motherhood into this kind of preconceived notion of what I thought it looked like to be a working mom? What are your thoughts on that?
Totally. It's, I feel like that's a huge thing. I mean, honestly, that's something that has come up in every single client conversation I've ever had. Like every client that I've worked with that has come through my mastermind or my programs who's a mom, like this comes up in some shape or form. And I feel like for some reason with the designer industry, this can be particularly hard because there's a lot of advice online about how to be like a quote unquote good designer or a proper designer, how to structure your packages, what sort of pricing to use, how to like, do you do VIP days or do you do intensives or do you do 6 month projects? Like there's so much advice that you can feel like I have to do it this way to be doing it correctly or to be able to charge that price or whatever. And the reality is when you're a mom, like you have to do things differently. You can't, it like it's a mindset shift more than anything because it's really giving yourself permission of, like you said, my business gets to fit around the season that I'm in right now. And I get to construct my packages and my marketing and my pricing to fit motherhood. Like, I feel like I had this moment when Freya was little where I was like, I cannot charge $2,000 a project because I literally do not have the time to take on 10 projects a month and actually hit the income I want. Like it's gotta be like $7,000 a month or $7,000 a project or more if I actually want to make the money I want to make. And so I've got to like figure out how that works for me. And it's just like, that's such a big mindset shift of like giving yourself the permission that you get to do things in the way that matches the season you're in and that works for you right now.
Yeah, exactly. And there's so many opinions around what you should charge and what the price should be. And, you know, we get pushback from clients when we say certain numbers on calls and then we second guess ourselves and think, oh, am I too expensive? Am I alienating my customer base? Am I not going to make any money at all? And then all of these things kind of come creeping in. And I'm sure that's what you hear time and time again from your coaching clients. So, you know, kind of going off script here, what would your advice be for, you know, a mom who is at that point where she's burning out or feeling like she can't convert clients above that 2 or 3K price point, but knowing that something needs to change? What would you say to her?
Yeah, I think there's kind of two pieces of advice that I can give, like that will give you a good solid foundation. The first is just giving yourself permission to actually desire what you want this season to look like. And I think I tell my clients all the time, like realistic is one of my least favorite words, because especially when it comes to like navigating business, pricing, things like that, a lot of times I see people who are like, okay, I'm going to dream up what this season of business is going to look like for me as a mom and with little kids and my clients. And then like your brain is like, but is that realistic? Is that price realistic? Is that package realistic? And so you kind of dampen your desires. And so my first advice is always like, throw that out the window. I want you to decide like, what's the most unrealistic thing that you actually want this to look like? Do you want to do shorter packages? Do you want to do higher prices? Like, what do you want it to look like, right? That fits into your life as a mom. And then I think from there is when you're going to start to feel the resistance from your mindsets and your beliefs. And that's where you can start to ask yourself, why do I think that this is not possible? And start to dig into what those beliefs are. Because I guarantee 100% of the time, the only thing that is stopping you from making that happen is that there's a belief somewhere that it's not possible for XYZ reason. Whether you feel like you're not talented enough, you don't have enough experience, you're not confident enough to like show up on Instagram in the way you think you need to. Like, there's some story that's happening that's telling you that's not possible. And when you can even just identify what that story is, then you can start to shift it. You can start to change it. You can start to move it and then get into, like, not to sound too woo-woo, but like get into the energy of that vision actually coming to life, right? Taking the steps towards that business being your reality.
I think that's so freeing because people don't even realize the shackles that they've self-imposed mm-hmm. on their own expectations or dreams around what is possible for them. I, you know, think back to when I first started my business year one, year two, back in 2019, like if I had told myself then that I would be making much more than I was making in my corporate like NYC design job, I would have been like, okay, well, that's false. Like, no, yeah. Like, there was no, no part way. Of my brain that could have even accepted that as a reality. And I think, like, you know, like you said, identifying that thought almost allows it to like lose its power a little bit over you. And I think, you know, that I'm a yoga instructor. I don't actively mm-hmm. teach right now, but there's so much parallel between money mindsets in the business world and meditation and naming your thoughts. We're working with Ryder right now on naming his emotions. Like, hey, I'm feeling mad. Are you feeling mad right now? Like, and he'll say, I am mad. And I'll be like, that's awesome. Like, tell me about how you're feeling mad. There's something about that that just defuses the situation. He's able to actually articulate what it is that's going on in his mind. I feel like it's so similar for us as business owners, where we're like, okay, what is really holding me back? And it's not just this like simplified, like, catchphrase that we see in the coaching world where it's like the only thing standing between you and like a 40K month is your mindset, you know, but like that could be the reason that like you haven't gone out and seeked other opportunities that would get you closer to that goal, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it is incredibly powerful. And I loved how you phrased that.
Thank you.
I would love to shift gears and talk a little bit about the concept of balance and flow, you know, kind of getting into the title of today's episode. You know, every person that I've talked to when we discuss motherhood and business, they're always talking about this word balance. They're talking about, okay, well, how do you balance it all? What's the secret? What does your schedule look like? When does he nap? How much sleep are you getting? You know, and so I would love to know what the terms balance and flow mean to you in terms of motherhood and business, and also how those manifest in your life. And then a follow-up question would be like, what do you think holds so many entrepreneur moms back from achieving the flow and the balance that you have in your life right now?
Yeah, it's so funny. So I remember when you were a speaker for one of my summits like 2 or 3 years ago. It was a while ago. And you did your presentation about how you didn't like the word balance when it came to motherhood and business owners. And I was like, yeah, because you put it into words so well. Like, I think the problem with the word balance is that oftentimes that brings up this connotation or this image in our brain that everything has to be like perfectly even, perfectly equal all the time. And that's just not the reality. And something, a lesson that I've learned through motherhood that I think has really helped me in business a lot of times when it comes to like finding the flow between these two things is zooming out the perspective. So like when it comes to your toddler, I think one of the best things I ever learned about like feeding your toddler is not to worry about what they're eating at every single meal or even every single day, but like the week as a whole, right? Like, did they eat some fruit? Did they eat some vegetables? Did they have something other than like crackers in the whole week? And if they did, then you're good. You don't have to worry every single day or every single meal. Like, that's just going to drive you crazy. And I think a very similar perspective can be helpful when you're a mom and a business owner. Like, every single day, you're not going to get an exact work time, especially if you're home with your kids often, or they're not like gone full time at daycare or at school. Like, you're home with them. You're just not going to have that perfect schedule every day. And so for me, it was a lot of like looking at the week as a whole. Is there like two things that I need to get done for work? And then are there like two things I need to get done for being a mom? And if I can fit those into the whole week, then like, it doesn't matter if there's one day where I don't do anything for my business. And there's one day where like, I don't do any laundry and the house looks like a mess, because overall everything is happening. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. And I think where a lot of people experience pitfalls is, you know, a lot of us are very type A, very self-motivated. I mean, you have to have those qualities to be a successful entrepreneur. You have to be a self-starter. We expect so much of ourselves. And so if Cassie had come along, you know, a couple years ago when I was starting my business, or well, when I had my son, it was a couple years, it was 2 years into my business, and said like, hey, it's okay if Tuesday doesn't look like Monday, or it's okay if the first week of the month looks nothing like the last week of the month, or it's okay that the first year of your kid's life looks nothing like the third year. And it would be weird if it did, you know, like, I think there's such permission in like not adhering to this glorified ideal that we see on TikTok and social media of like, the perfect mom routine, and here's what I serve my toddler. And like, of course, social media exacerbates all of that. But beyond that, I think we just internalize those pressures and just put so much pressure on ourselves. I mean, I'm speaking from personal experience here to make every day look like I work 6 hours a day. And yes, it's a lot easier now that he's at school, but it was all over the place when he was an infant. And, you know, of course, me thinking, oh, like infants sleep a lot. Like, no, he was a bad napper all the way up until about 7 months. He was not a great sleeper. I was exhausted all the time. And I would have had such a better postpartum experience if I had just let myself like relax a little bit. And it's so hard to see that in the moment, because you think like, oh, if I let go, then my income is going to drop. Like, if I don't put in these hours, then the clients won't come. If I don't show up on social media in the exact same way I did before, then the sales are going to drop. And so there's that connection there with the money part of things and the flexibility. Yeah. So I would love to hear you speak to that a little bit, and kind of how embracing flow has actually helped you make more money than when you were holding on so tight and trying to force yourself and your business into a box of what you thought it should look like.
Yeah, totally. I think I remember I wrote a post about this probably like 6 months ago, how if you're a mom, your experience and your version of consistency in business is going to be so different from somebody who's not a mom, because a lot of people preach consistency, especially when it comes to like marketing and signing clients and social media and stuff. And it's just, I mean, unless you have like a full-time team or like a social media manager, or you're outsourcing things in your business, like I have never consistently showed up on Instagram. Like, I have seasons or months where I can show up every day, and then I have times like I literally haven't posted on my business Instagram since like May. Like, I just took the summer off. And so I think that's a big part of it, is just knowing like the consistency. What I like to tell my clients and what I tend to practice is like the consistency in your energy and your belief is way more important than the consistency in your action. Because when you can show up, when you do have the time, when you do have the space to show up and write emails or post on social media or like do outreach to get clients. If you're coming from an energetic place where you are filled up, you're excited, you're coming from this energy of like, I have something to serve and to pour and to give, that energy is going to be like received back to you, right? However, if you show up from this place of like, I have to post today to get something, like this almost desperate energy that can be really easy to fall into of like, if I don't push, if I don't post every day, if I don't do 7 reels a week, like I'm not going to get clients. You're in this desperate energy and that naturally pushes things away from you, right? Like that pushes clients away, that pushes your audience away, that pushes money away. It's the same way, like if you went on a date with somebody and they were like super chill and relaxed and just like having a good time and in a good energy, you'd be like, cool, like this is a fun date to be on. If you went and they were like, tell me everything, like can we hang out tomorrow, like I know I need to know your life story, like super desperate, you'd be like, chill out, dude. Like calm down a little bit, right? Like I feel like it's that same sort of energy in your business. And that has been my experience. Like I have 3 kids who are under 5 right now. I am not posting the same or showing up or selling the same that I did when I had no kids. And my income has consistently gone up over the years. But again, like it comes down to that belief, that energy, that like standard that I've set for myself.
100%. You know, I've seen that in my own social media journey where I made that leap from I need to get something from this to what can I give without expectation of return? That's where I've seen the most return. It's counterintuitive. And, you know, I think about the fact that I would do this for free if someone just set up like a monthly allotment to my business account. I would still post on social media and like design things for fun, even if branding and web design wasn't a thing, you know, and like, it's from that energy and that perspective that I'm posting on social. Yeah. And people have told me that they feel that from my content, like actually clients, leads. I have a question in my lead form that says, why are you reaching out to Hello June Creative specifically? You know, if let me know if there's any content that resonated with you on social media. And people be like, oh, well, this time that you posted about like your faith and business journey, or like the fact that you shared, you know, that you're a mom and I really relate to that or whatever, like people notice and they can feel it. So I'm really glad that you brought that up, because I do think a lot of people get stuck in this should cycle that actually doesn't do anything other than absorb their time and drain them. Yeah. Like when I post to social media, like carousel that I'm super jazzed about, like I can't wait to post it, you know? And so like, it's kind of going back to the whole, my little mini philosophy of like, if it's not fun, it won't get done, you know, like, and of course there are things in our businesses that you need to do that aren't fun, like bookkeeping, which I outsource now, you know, but I think that there's something really powerful in that shift from kind of getting to giving, but then you still get it back in the end.
Yeah. It seems like so counterintuitive. And the thing is, it is for a lot of us, because we were conditioned, and like when you grow up through like a regular school system and like regular being in the world, seeing people working like a 9-to-5, you very deeply unconsciously learn like time equals money, effort equals money, the amount that I put into this equals money. And that was true 20 years ago, 50 years ago. That is not true anymore. And I think that's one of the biggest beliefs that you have to kind of shift and get out of your subconscious when you are a mom and a business owner, is that connection, because it's just no longer true. It's just not.
Yeah. It's freeing. It's a really freeing thought to think like, okay, no one is breathing down my neck looking at whether or not I worked an 8-hour workday. I used to think that I had to do that when I first started freelancing. I mean, how backwards is that? That's why we start our businesses, for that flexibility and that freedom. And we put these expectations, these shackles on ourselves and our time and, you know, our output, you know, our productivity, like that's something that I struggle with a lot. So I think this conversation is so, 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 so relatable. I would love to hear a little bit about your clients' experience working with you. So, you know, where would you say people are at in terms of their money and financial mindset or just kind of life and business before working with you? And then what types of things are your clients able to achieve afterwards, if nothing more than to inspire our audience to see what is actually possible if someone's feeling like, I could never think like that, or I could never make a 20K a month, or I could never work for 4 hours a day or 1 hour a day. And then kind of a follow-up question would be, how does your approach and perspective differ from other creative coaches out there?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I was thinking back to like some of my clients, my amazing clients that I've had in my mastermind or in curated in the past year. And it's just like, it's always even wild to me to see them come in and then leave the container like a few months later, 6 months later, and like how drastically things have shifted. So most of my clients come to me not starting at zero. You know, they're making like $5,000, $10,000. Some of them even come in higher than that. I had an amazing client, Jenna, who even came to me and, you know, she was making like really solid income in her business, like $20,000 months on average. Like she was making a really good income, but she had two kids at home. She was pregnant with her third and she really was like, I'm exhausted. Like this is something that I think comes up with so many of my clients is like, even if they're making money, it doesn't feel good because they're making it from this place of like pushing and hustling and burnout and overwhelm. And kind of like, I remember her telling me, like, I feel like a chicken with my head cut off. Like I'm just running around putting out fires all day long. I've got like toddlers being crazy over here. I've got my business over here. Like everything is hectic. And a lot of that was just like inner mindset work, shifting her beliefs around having to be productive and what productive looked like and how much effort she needed to put in to make money, how she had to quote unquote, show up to sign high ticket design clients and people who would pay her like big packages. And we did a lot of shifting her beliefs around like her identity and her value and her worth. And I remember she, right at the end of her time in the mastermind, she was having her third baby and she was going on maternity leave. And like 2 weeks before she had the baby, she signed like three of her biggest clients. She had like a $60,000 sales week, like right before she had her third baby. And I was like, if that is not proof that you can be successful as a mom and a business owner, I don't know what is, because she was about to be out on maternity leave. She was working so little. She like physically was so tired. She was not in her like quote unquote high vibe energy, right? But she was just had this deep belief in herself and her value and how much money she could make. And I feel like everything kind of caught up in her universe and her world right then. And like, not all of my clients have huge numbers, right? Like that, right? Like some of them are moving into like $10,000 months or, you know, like numbers like that, that I think are kind of like a standard for a lot of people, like a goal for a lot of people. But it's always that shift that happens. Like they come to me and they're feeling that like anxiety, that overwhelm, that kind of like, I have to keep going and going and going or things are going to slow down. And at the end of the work, like my goal is always for them to feel calm, to feel neutral about money, to feel like slow and relaxed and have the trust that like the money is going to be there to support them and that their business is going to be there to support them without having to be on all the time.
Well, that sounds like the dream. Let me tell you, right? I feel like it's hard to be in that rat race of, just do it, you know, do it all week, do the business all week. And then you do it the whole weekend with the kids all weekend. And then you just do it again and again and again.
Like it's over, you know, and over, it's like, forever.
Exactly. It's like people get to a point where they think, okay, I just can't live like this anymore. Is this really all there is, you know? And so I would encourage anyone who's listening who feels like they're in that space. I can't think of anyone better than Cassie to have a chat with. Do you offer like free like discovery calls to learn more about working with you?
Yeah, Yeah, okay. If somebody wants to do like either my curated program, or if you were interested in like Voxer coaching, which is mainly what mm-hmm. I do with like my higher level clients, you can totally reach out and we will do awesome. Like a short little call or like chat through. I feel like most of the time we end up doing like voice DMs because
voice
like
note is where
everybody's a mom, right? Like I'm voice noting people at like 11:30 after like the kids yeah. are in bed and stuff. So
I'm right there with you. I prefer voice note over like a call any day for sure. Yeah. You mentioned curated your signature program for moms who want to book out their businesses and then also feel that calm, that like juicy yeah. energy that you're talking about. I would love for you to share a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I love this program. It is basically the culmination of like all my years of experience as a mom and a business owner, kind of broken down into all of the main things that I was helping clients with. So if you are a mom and you own a business, particularly like a creative or a client business, or even if you are wanting to become a mom, and I have a lot of people come to me and they're like, my business is awesome, but like, I don't know how I'm going to keep up with it when I am pregnant or when I have kids. That's what curated is for. It's basically like creating your mindset, creating your business, and curating your energy to be able to have it all, to be able to have the business that's like booked out with clients, whatever that looks like for you, and be a really present mom and not feel like you're losing out or you have to sacrifice either. So we talk about like all the big things that come up for moms who are business owners. Like, what do you do when you feel like you don't have enough time? What do you do when you feel like you're creatively drained because you have no energy? Like, how do you stay creative? How do you balance like the energetics piece of it and also like the kind of masculine side of it, of like your schedule and your daily flow and your tasks and things like that? It's just, it's like jam-packed with all of that stuff, how to do both at the same time and actually enjoy it.
I think that's key, you know, to enjoying it. Like, yeah, we don't have to put ourselves through this never-ending push period, you know, it's a push yeah. period because it'll end at some point. And that's not to say, of course, that everything is always going to be sunshine and roses, but I think you're helping your clients build resilience. And I think that's what a lot yeah. of motherhood is all about, is coming up against challenges, and whether or not you feel like you're right, making the right decision, picking something, trying it, and then evaluating yeah. afterwards. And I mean, it's what a wonderful parallel for what we experience every day in business. So I really feel like they both build off of one another, and curated, it sounds like the perfect combination of both kind yeah. of sides, which I feel like a lot of business courses out there for creatives really don't touch on enough, because we as moms need so much personalized support yeah. around the unique lifestyle that we lead, specifically with little kids, because it yeah. is such a different lifestyle than people who are not in that stage of life. You guys can go check out curated at ruexdesignco.com. That's ruexdesignco.com/curated. And Cassie has provided a code biz75, which is 75% off all of her self-study programs right now. So if there's other things that you want to check out on her site, there are a lot of different options. You guys can go and use that code. You can find that in episode description as well. Cassie, do you want to share where our listeners can find you and connect with you?
Yeah, so my website is always there, and then Instagram is generally the place where I'm hanging out. I haven't been. I took the summer off to give myself a little creative break and figure out what I wanted to do moving forward with this business and how I kind of want to structure things. But yeah, it's just my name, Cassie Goodmanson. I also have a podcast that's called The Wealthy Mama Podcast, where I talk all about this, like motherhood, business, mindset, how it all flows together. A lot of the conversations from my coaching containers put into podcast episodes. You can go listen to that too.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Well, we're going to wrap up our episode with our inbox question. This one is not motherhood specific, but I would love, Cassie, for you to answer this from a motherhood specific lens. Stephanie O'Neill asks, how do most designers handle scheduling? Is it more common to do projects VIP style on a strict timeline with a quick turnaround, or take multiple on at the same time, but each project take longer? I'm a newer designer. Oh, she says she's a new mom. So it is Mother's Day. I'm a newer designer and a new mom, and I have just got so busy out of nowhere and feel very overwhelmed, but also extremely grateful that it's all finally paying off. Thank you.
Yeah. So I think this is such a personal question, depending on your personality type and how you like to work. What I found for me, being a mom specifically, is kind of taking like this middle ground approach where most of the time I'll do 2-week sprints for projects. I tend to only like to do one at a time. And I know VIP days are very popular these days in the design world. But as a mom, working 6 or 8 hours a day is just not going to happen. So I kind of spread that out for myself into like 2-week chunks so that I can get through projects fairly quickly. If I have a day where like the toddlers need me or the baby's not sleeping or I can't get to work, like it's fine because I have 2 weeks and I don't feel so much pressure. But I think for me, like being a mommy and a business owner, doing design work, that has felt really good because then I'm not overwhelmed with so many things at once and I'm still like getting through projects fairly quickly. So I think that like a lot of it is personal desire and how you like to work, but that has worked really well for me having kids.
I like that you give yourself that built-in flexibility into the timeline. Yes. Because I feel like I definitely kind of dabbled in the VIP day world, and I can definitely do it a little bit better now that I only have one child and he's in preschool 3 days a week, you know, so I'm able to kind of book those in on preschool days. But, you know, sometimes things happen, and I feel like I wish I wouldn't have forced myself into someone else's version of what a VIP day looked like so early on in my motherhood journey when I didn't have that consistent like childcare. That flexibility of the 2-week time frame, I mean, just like, oh, I feel relaxed. I feel like, okay, it's fine if he's, you know, laid up in bed, needs his mommy or whatever. So
It's like hopefully. You don't get so stressed out because there's not that pressure of like, if I don't get to work right now, everything's gonna fall off track. It's like, it's fine, you can chill out a little bit.
This is my own personal reminder to zoom out and to look at trends over time rather than granular successes or fails on a daily basis. And I feel like in terms of motherhood, this also is the same thing. Like today, like yesterday, well, now we know why Ryder wasn't feeling so well is because he was sick, but he just had a rough day for a 3-year-old, like just a tough day. Poor little guy, you know, like he obviously wasn't feeling good. But like, I sometimes get to an end of a day like that and I think, man, what did I do? Where did I go wrong today? Like, what
is wrong here?
I lost my cool, or I became dysregulated during a tantrum or whatever that looks like. And then, you know, weeks will go by and I'll think, okay, wow, he must have been going through, you know, like a developmental leap in the past 2.5 weeks, because now he's an angel. And so like, I feel like if you guys are moms and you feel like you're driving yourself crazy trying to draw conclusions from little sporadic data points rather than looking at like the bigger picture, you know, the same thing can be true for business. It's like, I stopped looking really, really closely at my monthly revenue. And instead I look at things quarterly and yearly just because I have more of that data and I'm able to see much better trends. Because some months I'm deep in the red, you know, and I'm like, I just worked so much this month, but I had a big investment or whatever that looked like. And so I feel like that's probably like, you know, some advice that I would have for you, Stephanie, is to try some new things, you know, try Cassie's, you know, recommendation of doing, you know, longer sprints rather than VIP style days, but then evaluate and see how it feels for you and, you know, reevaluate. I feel like every couple of weeks, especially if you're a new mom, like it's gotta be like, I was redoing my schedule every few weeks and thinking like, man, like what's wrong with me? It's like, well, no, this is your new reality, is that things are going to change and shift and It's a blessing.
Yes. I feel like that's the theme of this entire episode. Zoom out a little bit. Give yourself a little more space to kind of take a bigger picture look at what's happening.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Cassie, so much for joining us. I feel like we could talk another like 2 hours on this topic.
Me too.
If anyone, again, is curious about what working with Cassie could look like, go and hop and look at her reels on her Instagram. All of her links are going to be in the episode description. And yeah, I just really appreciate your time. We obviously, of course, know how precious time is as a mom. And so for sacrificing some of that to be here with us today, really, it means a lot. So thank you.
Of course. I hope this was refreshing or helpful or just like kind of a breath of fresh air for everybody.
It definitely felt like a breath. It felt like a breath of fresh air for me specifically on today. So I feel calm. I feel centered. I feel ready to do the rest of my calls today. And whether he naps or not, you know, it's just peace.
It is very nice.
It is what it is. I feel neutral about it. Awesome. Well, I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. We'll be back in your earbuds next Tuesday. Thank you guys so much for listening. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening. Hit subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Leave a review, join our free Facebook community, and share the pod with your designer friends so that they can join the fun. Give me a shout on Instagram at BetterPodcast if you want to submit an inbox question, and visit the pod at betterbranddesigner.com to learn more and snag discounts on my favorite resources. See you next week.